AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump tried to rally House Republicans as their already slim majority narrows, but meandered along the way. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
It was billed as a meeting to align priorities before next year's midterm elections. But for nearly 90 minutes at the Kennedy Center, the president digressed, defending his actions before the Capitol riot 5 years ago today.
In my speech, peacefully and patriotically.
And joked about being liberal-minded to win transgender support.
I'm trying to get that vote. It's not an easy vote to get.
He also mused about history being against the incumbent president's party doing well in the next election.
They say that when you win the presidency, you lose the midterm.
And the GOP has little margin, with Marjorie Taylor Greene's resignation and the death of Doug LaMalfa. Still, the president says his first year was so successful, Republicans should win in November.
All you have to do is sell it.
If they don't,
I'll get impeached.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The names, ranks, and ages of the 32 Cuban military personnel killed during the capture of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro by U.S. forces were published by the Cuban government, which announced 2 days of mourning. Venezuelan officials say at least 24 of that country's security officers were killed. French President Emmanuel Macron says a security statement endorsed by Ukraine's allies, including the U.S., is a significant step as part of a peace settlement. The Alaska Airlines pilot, who was praised as a hero for safely landing a plane after a door plug panel flew off shortly after takeoff in 2004, is suing Boeing because he believes the plane maker wrongly tried to blame him and the rest of the crew in past legal filings. Abortion remains legal in Wyoming after the state Supreme Court struck down two laws, including the first abortion pill ban. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. An activist group says dozens have died in recent Iran protests.
The U.S.-based human rights activist news agency estimates the death toll in violence surrounding protests in Iran has risen to at least 35. The agency adds more than 1,200 people have been detained in the protests, which have been ongoing for more than a week. It's clarified that 29 protesters, 4 children, and 2 members of Iran's security forces have been killed. The group, which relies on a network inside of Iran for its reporting, has been accurate in past unrests. The semi-official Fars news agency, believed close to Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard, says some 250 police officers and over 40 members of the Guard's volunteer group have been hurt. I'm Charles DeLedesma.
A Wisconsin man accused of sending the state Supreme Court's Chief Justice intimidating emails has been sentenced to probation. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
We're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.